Begin with prayers and bow with me. Father and God in heaven, we say thank you again for the opportunity we have for assembly. We just appreciate so very, very much the opportunity we have to give you praise and worship together. We're thankful so much for your abundant mercy, for your watch care over us, your blessings in our life, the hope that lies within us, forgiveness of sins, and so many things. We ask blessings from above. Give us those things that you know that we need. We ask that you hear our individual cries and prayers for comfort and strength and mercy and well-being. We ask that you hear us when we pray. Bless our ministry, our outreach, but to help us to be disciplined in our discipleship. Bless us as we strive to present ourselves before you in worship and work. We pray in Jesus' name. My opening song. I like 238. We sing it twice. 238.
And you are the words of the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praising your name, I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praising your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
Themes of the songs are on prayer this evening. Choose those from that section of our hymnal. 794. Men, you follow my lead, and then the ladies have the echo. 794.
Unto thee, O Lord, to lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, to lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed.
Oh, no. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus and Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all you do, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in your will carry it on to completion unto the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, as I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you sharing God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more than more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for giving us this day tonight to praise in your name, Lord, to sing songs for you, Lord. And just thank you for everything you've done, Lord. Thank you for giving us a new year, Lord, now that we're in 2022, Lord. Please be with us, Lord, in this year as we go through our daily struggles and everything that's going on, Lord. Please be with those that weren't able to make it tonight, and please be with those that are ill and sick and not in good health, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Number 786. Chose this theme on prayer. One reason is just because I never want to diminish the idea of prayer. When someone is in need or we hear about disasters, many times people in print and television will say, our thoughts and prayers. That's right. Somebody might respond, well, I don't need your prayers. But yes, you do. Yeah, whether you know that or not. You know, like in the scripture that Sam read, when Paul thought about brethren, I'm praying for you. And I thought about that when I was sitting here a moment ago and Sam was reading. Barbara mentioned this morning three people that she knows in need of prayer. One of them was one of those that lost their house in the fires in Boulder, Colorado. Another one had lymphoma.
She has throat cancer. No. The gland, and it's in her throat. She thought it was in her, she thought it was in her lungs.
Thyroid.
It sounded in her thyroid.
So, I mean, we always have people in need. I don't want to diminish by when we look at that prayerfully, remember, listen in our bulletin. Many times, you know, in my life, I walk and talk. Don't always stop and doing the position is just, I think about somebody and say, God bless you. Bless them, please. You know, give them what they need. Number 786. 786.
When my way grows drear, precious Lord. Yeah.
Supper this evening. 777, stanzas 1, 3, and 4.
Father, hear the prayer we offer. Thy praise and prayer shall be. God, for strength that we may ever live our lives courageously. Be our strength in times of weakness. If our wanderings be our guide, through and ever
be our share. May our souls in hope unwearied make thy work our ceaseless prayer. So you get a sermon tonight too. All right. Number 849. I like this one too. 849.
Yes, the blessed hour of prayer when our hearts fully bend and we gather to Jesus our Savior and friend. If we come to Him
to be there.
The writers of some of the, many of these hymns have really captured a thought that I want to say should impress us. Words that we want to take to heart, and not just sing them. And I enjoy the music, but I like that. I like those words. So number 806. This is another song from my youth. I don't know if we sing this very often here either. 806.
No, I don't.
Obviously, when you're leading, we haven't sung this song. Sing 1, 3, and 4. 806.
Son of my soul, thou Savior dear, it is not night if thou be near. O make no earth point clouds arise to hide thee from thy servant's eyes. Abide with me.
Him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lord, again, we thank you so very much for this opportunity that we have to assemble here this evening to worship you. And Lord, we are just so very grateful for Jesus. Just as it says, when we are in Christ, we have salvation. We are so very thankful for the sacrifice on the cross where he paid the price for our sins. Even though he was sinless, he took upon our sins. And again, we thank you so very much for that love. And we are very thankful for the avenue of prayer, which we have. Just as Brian said, we can pray for anybody, anything, at any time, anywhere. And that's something that you want from us. You want us to have a relationship with you. You, even though you know our needs, you want us to ask and put those needs before you, to really be like little children asking the Father. So Lord, it is our prayer that we can continue to build that relationship, to work on that, and at the same time just be mindful of all those that are in need of prayer. We have them in our worship order, in the prayer request, and help us to keep those in mind when we pray at night or in the morning or whenever we pray, that we can name some of those people, bring those names before you. And also, Lord, always to be of assistance to them. It's our prayer that you will put that on our heart. So again, thank you for all that you provide for us, especially through your Son, Jesus. And just continue to open our minds and our hearts to doing your will. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Number 840. 840. Our granddaughter just turned 3 just a few weeks ago, has not been well for the last week, and Elise took her to the doctor, and he kind of said, well, she just has that little cold or runny nose that's going around. Didn't get over it, and kind of was not keeping anything down, not eating. So took her back to today. And, of course, Christine's been telling her, you ask the doctor this. And so she went in with a different attitude, I think. So we finally took an x-ray and things like that, gave her antibiotics, but her oxygen level in the blood was down about 4 points. It should be around 98 to 94. And what in that, that lowers your immune system. And if you lower, I mean, you're anemic, you become anemic, and that lowers your immune system too. So she's not doing well. So think about them. And then they're all kind of under the weather.
Why don't we stop and say a prayer for that right now? Yeah.
Well, we've got so many here, but like I say, just walk and talk. And just when you think about her, say, God bless her. Is that something like that? You know, that would, I appreciate that thought. But yes, you know, the whole family is kind of down with cold and flu. So I'm not sure if we'll keep the kids tomorrow or not. So number 840. Sing all the stanzas.
Be selfish, Brian, and pray for it.
I want to pray for you. Number 840. Susan, if I prayed, I would cry.
number 840.
Father, in the morning unto thee I pray, let thy loving kindness keep me through this day. I will pray, ever will I pray, morning, noon, and evening unto thee.
We will dwell with Christ forever.
close with that we've done before and finally does one we know. Let me see. Oh, I wrote it. 835. 835. Ms. Burchett, I'll have you get ready to lead our dismissal closing prayer, if you would, after this song. 835, all three standards.
Savior, grant me rest and peace. Let my troubled dreaming cease. With the chiming midnight bell, teach my heart that all is well. I will trust my hope with thee. All my cares and sorrows flee, till the break I shall tell, night is past and all is well. I will see thy service, Lord, leaning on thy promised word. Let my hourly labor tell, I am thine and all is.
Especially Brian's granddaughter. Father, we pray for this little girl, and we pray that medicine and medical care will be effective and work its intended use, and that you would protect this little child from all harm. Be with us as we leave this place. Keep us safe and bring us back at the next appointed time. Forgive us our sins, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.